after Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, Aseres Mechuva and Sukkos. So there's the Chag of Shmini Atzeres and Simchas Torah. The Torah says, Atzur, that I want you to stop before you leave me, Hashem says, spend one more day with me after all these Yom Tovim. We're about to have this long period of time where you're going to be away before we have Pesach. In between Pesach, we have Hanukkah and Purim also, but there's still a long time in between. And before you leave, after all these korbanos that you brought me on Sukkos, so I want one more day that it's just about me and you. And Rashi says that it's a mashal for a king where his servants are coming and bringing him all of these things for the purpose of other people, right? Like we bring the Purim, we bring all the korbanos that are in the schus of, for the schus of the Shivim Amim. And afterwards he says, Amar Malkom Bevalkasha Michem, I request of you, Asuli Seuda Katana, make me a small meal, Kadesha Ena Michem, that I can enjoy from you, from your presence, for your sake. A small Seuda. And the Shaila that Eish Kodesh asks is, what do you mean Seuda Katana? Right? I would think that after all these great Purim and the Korbanos and the Seudas that we've had for the Shivim Amim, so the Seuda that you'd have afterwards for Klal Yisrael itself would be even greater, right? We know after the party is the after party, and after the party, after the after party is the hotel lobby. And the later you stay, for the more unique the individual, the greater the simcha, the greater the party, the more expensive, the crazier it gets. So why is it a Seuda Katana Michem? Sha'ana Michem? Why is it only a small Seuda? And the Pizetz and the Rebbe answers that Seuda Katana means that sometimes it's going to be a Seuda Katana. It's not always going to be Seuda Gedola. So when we look back at Shmini Atzeres and Simchas Torah that we've had before, at previous years and previous places, at previous phases in our lives, maybe we've had a Shmini Atzeres that was even higher. Or maybe if we look before at a Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, we were higher. We were davening better, we were on a different plane, now only a couple of weeks later, or 1 week later. So our Shmini Atzeres, we're not on as high of levels we thought we were going to be. And therefore the Torah says, Seuda Katana, I don't expect to have a Seuda Gedola. Sometimes you won't have enough food. Sometimes you're going to have katnus begufnis, that you're not going to have anything to party with. Sometimes you're going to have katnus beruchnis, that you're not going to have any real ruchnius with which to bring to me. But still, Seuda Katana, She'ene Michem, my hana that I get from Kal Yisrael after Sukkos, is just that you're doing it. I don't care if your hakafos are crazy. I don't care if your hakafos are small. I don't care if your hakafos take an hour each. I don't care if all of your hakafos take 7 minutes combined. Sometimes we go to a shul and we see that the dancing they have Simchas Torah is laughable. Sometimes it's laughable because no one can dance unless they're completely shikar, and everyone is drinking left and right, and that's the only way they can have simcha. And sometimes a shul is laughable because no one's even dancing at all. Alcohol or no alcohol, there's just no dancing. So the Eish Kodesh tells us that that's what Shmini Atzeres is all about. Seuda Katana, She'ene Michem. I just want to be with you. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care who you are. I don't care if you're davening. I don't care if you are not as high as you were in Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. I don't care if you ever were. All I want is a Seuda Katana, something small. That's all that I want to be with you. And he writes for Rosh Hashanah Rabbah that we say in all the Hoshanas, all the reasons why we need Hashem to save us. In the third section of the Hoshanas, he says, Yechida, or the Siddur says, Yechida Lichadach, the unique nation which declares your oneness. And he says this means that in certain times, so Yichud Hashem, the ability to see that Hashem is one, that Hashem is real, when there's a Beis HaMikdash, so then Hashem will bring Nisim. Hashem will bring us a little bit higher to show us that He's really there. But in times where there's no Beis HaMikdash, in times of Golus, so we're out in the world, and we're amidst societies that don't believe in Hashem, and that really don't believe in the true things that we believe in, So we are Yechida Liyachadach. We are the unique nation, the one nation that can bring oneness to your name. We have to be the ones that look at the world around us and we say that Hashem exists. We act the way that we're supposed to act, and that's how we bring Yichud Hashem. So we ask Hashem the bischus of our ability to look at Shmini Atzeres and offer a su the katana, that no matter what we see, we're going to bring it up to Hashem, right? A Jew looks at the world and sees greatness. He sees ruchnias no matter what it is, if it's su the katana or su the gedola. We should take our su to Hashem on Shmini Atzeres and show him that I know all you want is a su, all you want is for me to be close to you, because I want you to be close to me too. And then, Ata Shekvusha Knais Yisrael, now, even though we are captured and we are amongst the Golis, so Hashem should still find the way, Laman Yechida Am Yachadach, He should bring together those who declare your oneness, so we can say, Hashem, Laman Yichud Shimcha, that you should bring us back to the Beis HaMikdash and show us your Yichud from your Nisim, to eventually Asu the Gedola Mamish, in Mashiach Titzkenu, by the Suda of Leviathan Bimher Yameinu.